The Taliban, which believes that music is sinister, has nevertheless inspired this powerful sound.
Last night I dreamt that I was flying.
That's the haunting and powerful sound of Ariana Delawari, who traveled from her home in L.A. to the ancient city of Kabul to record her debut album, Lion of Panjshir.
But somehow I was free.
Filmmaker and music producer David Lynch is a fan. He signed her to his record label and helped on the album. Ariana Delawari joins us now from the studios of NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You have named your album The Lion of Panjshir as a tribute?
Yes. You know, I have so much respect and admiration for Ahmad Shah Massoud. I felt
We should explain. He was the revolutionary leader who was known as the Lion of the Panjshir.
Yes, he was an incredible man who basically fought off the Soviets and the Taliban, and he really loved art and poetry, and I was just very touched by the story of Massoud and someone who would, at such a young age, make major sacrifices. I mean, he could have left the country during the Soviet invasion. He had the capabilities of doing that, and he decided to stay behind and help.
Ahmad Shah Massoud, we should explain, rather famously died just before 9/11, didn't he?
Yes, he was assassinated by suicide bombers that were, you know, members of Al-Qaeda. And so that was another reason that I felt, in the time of making this album, it felt very timely to pay homage to Massoud.
Tell us what it was like to record an album in Afghanistan.
Wow, it was very challenging. It was incredible, but it was such a challenge. My father helped me. My parents were there, so he found these musicians who had played at several parties that he'd been at. One of them is like about 88 years old, the Del Rabah player. The tabla player is definitely much older as well. I don't think he's as old. And then the rabab player was a little bit younger, but these men are definitely like masters of their instruments.
These are the names of native Afghan instruments.
Yes, rabab, del rabah, and tabla. The tabla are also used in Indian music. It's the hand percussion instrument. The del rabah actually means of the heart, and it's a string instrument that's bowed. It's said that the musician that played with us is the last living master of this instrument. The rabab is a very traditional Afghan instrument in most Afghan music, and that's a string instrument that's plucked. It sounds more oriental.
You're an artist,
yes.
And I enjoy your work a lot. So
let me
apologize if I ask you a question that might indiscreetly call for a political reaction. As I probably don't have to tell you, there are a lot of Americans who are just a little tired of Afghanistan.
I can understand and empathize with someone from the West or someone, you know, an American or anyone in the world that would think, why are we putting more attention and resources into Afghanistan? I feel like if we weren't present there and we're not engaged and involved, that there would be more fundamentalist groups. And so I do think it's important that we're present there for security.
Now that I've managed to draw you out a little bit talking about a controversy like the depth of U.S. commitment to Afghanistan, it is irresistible to point out that your last song on this album is about immigration.
Yes.
Let me get you to catch your breath and listen to a little bit of your song, We Came Home.
my mother's father came to the United States when he was 17 years old. Actually, I think he was 19. He was 17 when his grandfather came home one day. His grandfather, my great-grandfather, was a merchant. And he came home with a trunk of goods one day, and a coin rolled out. And my grandfather picked it up, and it was a U.S. penny. And it had the face of Abraham Lincoln on it, and he thought that Abraham Lincoln was a holy man. He was so moved by the face of Abraham Lincoln and by the words, "In God we trust," that he literally said, "I'm going there." And 2 years later, when he was 19, he stowed away in the rafters of a ship in Karachi with his best friend. And he came into the country, he snuck into the country, and he met my Sicilian grandmother, and they had 12 children. My mother was the sixth. So I love that story. I think that's incredible. I think that's incredible for somebody to be so moved by another land that they want to go there. What makes this country so incredible are the immigrants. I mean, we are all immigrants. We are all from different places. And so I was very moved to make that song, not only for my own personal history, but for our collective history as a country. And so that song is very deep in my heart.
Well, Ms. Delawari, so good to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
Arianna Delawari in our studios at NPR West. Her debut album, Lion of Pangaea, it's out now. And you can hear more songs from Arianna Delawari at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.